on air, online, on your mobile. This is Expression FM News.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're your Sunday bulletin team with a roundup of your latest headlines this Sunday, the 5th of February. Chocolate bars that shrink by 20% in the wake of the new sugar tax. Brands such as Mars, Kit Kat and Dairy Milk have announced. They say they're no longer going to be named and shamed in Public Health England reports on childhood obesity, the first of which is to be released next month. The manufacturers have held meetings with PHE officials and suggested reducing the size of their products by 20%, the amount by which the agency is seeking to cut sugar across a wide range of food and drink products by 2020. The targets set by PHE come on top of reductions already made by manufacturers. The agency will lay out the targets in a report next month. It said progress will be measured in average sugar content per 100 grams of product or by reductions in portion sizes. Mars and Mondelez have declined to comment. Nestle said reducing the size of its products was an effective way to reduce sugar. An influx of patients has seen the Royal Devon and Exeter Hospital go back onto red alert this week as it reaches the midwinter point. Due to winter pressures, some operations were cancelled last month and efforts are continuing to cope with all the people coming through its doors. On Monday, the hospital's operational pressure escalation levels were on level 2, which indicates the local health and social care system is starting to show signs of pressure. For the rest of the week, it has been on 3, which means it is experiencing major pressures, previously known as red alert. Phil Luke, the RDNE's Divisional Director of Operations, said,
"Demand has again risen this week due to an increase in respiratory illnesses, and they expect it to remain busy for the rest of the winter season. However, staff are doing an excellent job, and they have detailed winter contingency plans in place to maintain patient safety levels throughout."
The US Justice Department has filed a court motion against the suspension of President Trump's travel ban on people from 7 mainly Muslim nations. The move seeks to reverse Friday's ruling by a federal judge in Washington state. Visa holders from the affected nations have been scrambling to get flights to the US, fearing they have a slim window to enter America. Mr. Trump's ban last week led to mass protests and confusion at US airports. There are further demonstrations on Saturday in Washington, Miami, and other US cities, as well as in a number of European capitals. Vice President Mike Pence has since given his views on the matter, speaking to ABC this week.
"The president is determined to use the authority that he has under the Constitution and under the law, but we'll work through the courts to challenge
them." But doesn't this judge have the authority to do what he did as well?
He certainly does, and that's why the administration is complying with that order as we speak, and we'll go through the process in the courts.
That's all from us for now. I've been Dan, and that's the way the cookie crumbles on this Sunday Funday.
The stories that matter of the analysis that counts. Expression FM News.